huge.
Oh, do you want to share it on Zoom? The share screen on Zoom?
Oh,
is it Jordan share?
Try to do it again.
No, the sorry. The
share the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to go do that?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, my mom made some food for the last maybe week or so, but then we'll see after that. After it cooks the food.
She is another in Pakistan.
You heard? You have the screen now?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it took me 6 minutes.
Oh, on the screen, that's why.
It may be on the screen. It should be showing the screen. Well, you see it, right? The Zoom screen.
It's about to train right now.
Okay.
Minus that a little bit. The minus button.
Yep. Okay.
And you can go that up there if you want. Perfect.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So this is our study of Surah Al-Ma'idah. We'll be studying ayat starting with ayah number 78. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, those who disbelieved among the children of Israel were cursed by the tongue of David and Jesus, son of Mary. That is because they disobeyed and they used to transgress. They would not forbid one another from the wrong they committed. Evil is indeed that which they used to do. So, as we discussed in the previous section, Allah mentioned, said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that convey the message of Allah. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O messenger, convey whatever is revealed to you from your Lord. And if you would not do that, then you have not conveyed the message. And Allah will protect you from the people. So there were people in Medina who were causing difficulties and problems, and the Prophet had to tell them about what they were doing and what they did before in the history. And something has to be said very clearly about, every religion has its freedom to practice and preach, but at the same time, the dialogue, the presentation of the message has to be done very clear. So Islam has to present its message, and that was mentioned before in the last section. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Bani Israel were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were asked to convey Allah's message to the people, but they did not do that. So their own prophets, Dawood alayhi salam and then Isa alayhi salam, came among them. They both condemned them and criticized them. You know, Dawood alayhi salam was a great prophet of Allah. He was also the king. He was in the 9th century before Christ. He was 900 years before Isa alayhi salam. And between him and Isa alayhi salam, there were many other prophets who came. And you can read about them in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Many of these prophets who came after Dawood alayhi salam, they criticized Bani Israel because of their behavior, because of what they were doing. So between Dawood and Jesus, there were many prophets, 900 years. In these 900 years, there were many prophets who came, and they cursed those who disbelieved. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So among the Bani Israel, there were some who obeyed, and those who were the believers, but there were some who were not the believers. And they denied God's message, even though they were Bani Israel, but they denied God's message. So their own prophets spoke against them and told them what they were doing. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. This is because they disobeyed Allah, and they were transgressing against the rules of Allah, or transgressing against other people. So they were doing injustice towards other people, as well as they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. They would not tell each other not to do bad things. When they see somebody doing bad things, they will not say him, don't do that, stop. So that's what happens in any society. There are some people who do bad things, and if nobody says anything, then this increases. More and more people start doing their things, and then it becomes a tradition and becomes acceptable. So that's why it's important, as soon as you see something wrong, you stand up against that and say, no, this is wrong. And this is what called in Islam, Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. Telling the people what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And the Prophet ﷺ said that again and again, Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi. If you see some evil, then stop it. If you cannot, then speak against it. If you cannot, then don't accept it in your heart. So evil is, munkar is evil. And it should not be accepted by good people. It's not like, well, it's not my business. People are doing that, let them do that. As much as you can to stop it, do that. Within, of course, peaceful ways and rules and proper manner, they will do that. But when Israel, they stop telling the other people that don't do bad. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. So that's why ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا, because they disobeyed, they were doing transgression, and they were not stopping people from doing evil. That is why their own prophets cursed them. Their own prophet spoke against them, against the disbelievers among them. And we see that, I mean, there are many examples one can give from the Psalms of David, Dawood alayhi salam's book called Psalms, Zabur. So in Zabur, you'll find many sections in which there is criticism of Bani Israel. And there also, in the Gospel of Jesus, in the New Testament, there are also many sections where Isa alayhi salam spoke very strongly against them. So you have in the Zabur, in the Psalms of David, Dawood alayhi salam, there was just one example from the Psalm number 50, and the verses from 16 to 22. But to the wicked person, God says, what right have you to recite my laws and take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with the adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But I know, I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who have forgot, who forgot God, I will tear you, and you will not find anyone to rescue you. So it's very strong words of Dawood alayhi salam. And there are many examples like that you will find that. So that's what the Quran says, لُعَنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ. That those who were the disbelievers among the children of Israel, they were cursed by Dawood alayhi salam, and they were cursed by Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam. And you find that here. He's saying that what they were doing, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. The Quran says, because they disobeyed and they were making transgressions against God and transgression against other people. In a similar way, you will find Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. And there are many examples, but just one example here, you will find in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23. Verses 13 onward, where Jesus is saying, woe to you. Woe is curse. Woe to you. Many times, again and again, he's saying that. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. There are two groups. One is the Sadducees and the other is Pharisees. So he's saying that you teachers, you the Sadducees and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You travel over land and sea to win a single convert. And when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much as child of hell as you are. Woe to you, blind guides. And then he said, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. And you, very small things you take, but big things you swallow. You, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. First, you clean your heart inside. So you are very particular about cleaning your body, but what about inside? Inside, there is a greed, self-indulgence. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to be people of as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? Therefore, I am sending you prophets and sages and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue them from town to town. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather you, your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you have denied that, something like that. So you see that very strong. If somebody will say something, people say these are anti-Semitic. These are what Dawood alayhi salam saying. If somebody else said that, if a Muslim says something like that, then how, what would we say about it? But these are the words of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him.
These are from the Psalm.
Sorry?
From Matthew.
Gospel of Matthew, yes.
From Matthew.
Yeah, yeah. This is there, the people read it.
This sounds like them on the word of Allah.
Yeah, and this is not the first, this is not the only place. There are many other places. You have that. So this is the criticism of Isa alayhi salam. And actually what Isa alayhi salam said about Ben Israel, today a lot of it applies even to Muslims.
Very much applied.
This is what many of us are doing that. If Prophet will come today, will say the same thing about the community. Because Muslims are behaving the same thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, it's not just they did that and they are condemned. So we also have to think about that ourselves, what we are doing. So لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Allah is reminding Muslims that you do not act like that. The prophets used to condemn their people. And this is not because the prophets were enemies of the people, because the prophets were concerned. They loved the people. They wanted that people follow the right path. So that's why Dawood alayhi salam is from among the Bani Israel. And Isa alayhi salam is also from among the Bani Israel. And they criticize. So criticism, if it is done with compassion, with kindness, it is that there. I mean, this is compassion. Whatever he's telling them, don't be hypocrites. Don't act like hypocrites. That's what he's trying to say. So the Quran is saying, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That is the reason. That is because they disobeyed and they were making transgressions. And they used to transgress. And another thing is, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. They were not telling each other, don't do that. Yatanahon, yani forbidding each other. Nahi is to forbid. Tanahi is forbidding each other. So they would not forbid each other from the evil that they were doing. And Allah said, لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. How evil was that they were doing. So this is somebody who says, I believer, I follow Prophet, I follow Quran, I follow the Sunnah, I follow this. But at the same time, he does not stop anything wrong. He does not say when people, his own people say a bad thing, then he criticizes them. But rather, go along with them, accept them, do that. So, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. May Allah save us from this behavior. ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم أن سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون ولو كانوا يؤمنون بالله والنبي وما أنزل إليهم اتخذوهم أولياء ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون. You see many of them aligning themselves with those who disbelieve. Evil indeed is that which their souls send them forth for them. In that Allah is angry with them, and in punishment they shall abide. And had they believed in Allah and in the Prophet and in that which was sent down to him, to the Prophet, they would not have taken them as allies. But many of them are rebellious. So you see some of them, actually many of them, they become allies of disbelievers. Instead of being allies of believers, they are allying themselves with disbelievers. The Quran says, sometimes they saw the Prophet ﷺ and his followers, and they saw the mushrikeen of Makkah. And they used to say, "Haulai ahda min alladhina aman." The mushrikeen of Makkah, they say, more guided than the people, the believers. So you see that some of them, they go and ally themselves, become friends of those who deny Allah and who are disbelievers or polytheists. So they, because I mean they are the people of divine guidance. They had the messengers and prophet and after prophet among them. So they should have been at least not opposing Prophet Muhammad. If they didn't want to follow him, at least they should not have opposed him. They should not have said bad things about him, not got into the Islamophobia, so the propaganda against the Prophet. At least they should not have done that. But instead, they became the force. So, لَبِيْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. What an evil thing that their hearts, their souls have done for them, that they brought anger of Allah upon them. أَنْ سَخِطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَفِي الْعَذَابِهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. And they will be forever in punishment of Allah. Had they believed in Allah, in the Prophet, whatever they revealed to the Prophet, they would not have done that. They would not have taken the disbelievers as their allies. مَتَّخَذُوهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. But وَلَكِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. But many of them are iniquitous people. Many of them are rebellious people. They transgress the limits, and that's why, so they go into that. So this is mentioning about what is happening in Medina at that time. That there was a community of Bani Israel who were living there in Medina, and many of them, they started having negotiations with the Mushrikeen of Makkah against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah says that they should have been supporting the Prophet rather than supporting the Mushrikeen of Makkah. But many of them went towards them. And why? Because they did not pay attention to their own books. And in the past it happened, and that's why many prophets criticized them, condemned them for that. So anybody, I mean, the Muslims have to take it the same way. The Muslims should have been supporting the right causes, but then they go and become allies of those who are opposing the righteousness and the truth. They should not do that. So instead of looking now and saying that this is what happened to Bani Israel, we should look at ourselves. And we should look at our own behavior. And when we read the criticism of Isa alayhi salam against the Jews of his time, think about that. How much of it applies to those who say that we believe in Allah and the last day and all of these things. May Allah save us from that. So Allah says, تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَبِئْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ أَن سَخِطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَفِي الْعَذَابِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. So, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُم مَّوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذلك بأن منهم قسيسين ورهبانا وأنهم لا يستكبرون. You will surely find that the most hostile of people toward those who believe to be the Jews and those who ascribe partners to Allah. And you will find the nearest of them in affection toward those who believe to be those who say we are Christians. That is because among them are priests and monks, and they do not act in arrogance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning what was happening at that time. That they were Jews and they were Christians, but the most hostile were the Jewish people. A large number of them, not all of them, but a large number of them. So they were the ones who were opposing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and making conspiracies against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against Islam. They are the ones who are opposing Islam and Muslims. So Jewish people, and they were allying with the Mushrikeen, with the polytheists of Makkah. And they are together trying to make conspiracies, plots against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wanted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, poison the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do all of these things. They were doing that. Although, I mean, they are supposed to, at least if you not believe in him, at least not say anything against him, because they knew the truth, they knew the book of Allah. So Allah says, you will find that. Now, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةٍ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ. And then Allah says, but there are some among the Christians, those who say, إِنَّا نَصَارَى, we are Christians, you will find they are very close to Muslims. They're close, أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةٍ. They're closer in affection towards the believers. And this was the situation there. That doesn't mean this is going to be forever. It doesn't say that the always Jewish people will be against Muslims and always Christian people will be very compassionate and kind towards Muslims. Actually, in history, in the last 1400 years, you will find many times Jewish people were not that way. And Christians were also not that way. A lot of trouble that came, crusades came, and Inquisition in Spain came, and colonization came, and all those things came from home. Those who say we are Christians. So Christians, not always compassionate and affectionate towards the believers. Although some of them are, but many of them are not. And in a similar way, Jewish people are not always against Islam, against Muslims, but some of them are, and they have been that way. So one should not generalize that and say, this is going to be forever. Although Allah says, لَتَجَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ. So many of our commentators, they say this was what was happening at that time. That was in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Mushrikeen. Mushrikeen were also enemies of Islam and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Mushrikeen were behaving with hate and with animosity. And the Jewish people were supporting them. This is the Jewish people of Medina were supporting them. So that's what the Quran is saying then. But there were some among the Christians who were supporting the Prophet ﷺ. And the best example is the king of Abyssinia, Najashi. Najashi, when the delegation went there, and Quraysh sent Mushrikeen, Quraysh sent some people to Najashi and told them that these people have run away from our country and we want to take them back. So Najashi said, of course, if they ran away, they should go back. But then some Muslims said, but we came here to find refuge because we were told that the king is a just king. He does not do anything wrong to people. So when he heard that, he said, yes, they should come and present their case. And then you have the beautiful speech of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he spoke and he said, Ayyuhal Malik, kunna qawman ahl jahiliyyah. Oh, the king, we were the people of jahiliyyah. We were worshipping idols. We were eating the dead meat. We were committing abominations, sins, and wrongdoings. The strong among us were oppressing the poor and the weak. We were doing all of these things, then Allah sent a messenger among us. And he told us that we should worship Allah and no one except one God. And he told us that we should be good to our family. We should care for our neighbors. He told us that we should be caring for the poor and the needy. So we followed him. And when we followed him, our people became against us. And they made our life miserable. So our Prophet told us to go to Abyssinia because there is a king there who is very just, very fair, and you will not be mistreated in his kingdom. So we came to your country. So Najashi said, oh, well, that is the case. Then you stay here. Then this delegation that came from Makkah, of the Mushrikeen, they said, oh, what should we do? So they said, oh, we have to excite him against Muslims. And we have to go and tell him that they don't believe in Jesus. And they said, Jesus was a human being. And they say, they don't say that he was God. So, Najashi said, is that so? I would like to ask them, come and present what they believe about Jesus. So they came and they said, Najashi wants you to explain what you say about Jesus. So Muslims started discussing, what should we say? Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he says, we'll say only what Allah has told us. We are not going to compromise on this. We just say what Jesus, what Allah said. So he went and recited Surah Maryam. Allah had revealed that Surah was there. So he recited verses from Surah Maryam. Waskur fil kitab Maryam idin tabadat min ahliha. Say, and tell them about how Jesus was born. The birth was virgin birth. And who was he? He came in a miraculous way. And he had the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ja'far radiallahu anhu recited his ayat, and they were explained to Najashi, he was moved. And then he took a stick and he said, the difference between you and us is very little. And you stay here. And he said to the Quraysh, and they brought gifts for him and for his people. He said, return their gifts. I don't need them. And he said, you stay in my country as long as you want. And nobody will harm you. So Muslims stayed there. And they supported the king also. That is what happened. And then later, which is mentioned here in this, that is, he sent a delegation to Medina. When the Prophet made the hijrah from Makkah to Medina, he sent a delegation to Medina. And some of these people who came from Habasha, they were priests. They were Christian priests and monks. They came and they spoke to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ gave them the message of Islam and recited some Quran, some verses from the Quran. When they heard the verses of the Quran, tears started flowing from their eyes. And Allah mentioned that. So that's why it's mentioned that those who say we are Christians, they are the ones who are very close to you. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَيَطْمَعُ أَنْ يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. When they hear that which has been sent down to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of the truth they recognize. They say, our Lord, we believe, so inscribe us among the witnesses. And why should we not believe in Allah and in the truth that has come to us? And we desire that our Lord include us among the righteous people. So when they heard the Quran recited by the Prophet ﷺ, and they started weeping, the tears were flowing from their eyes. And they say, this is truth. This is the same message that came by Jesus. So they recognize the truth. And they say, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma'ashahideen. Lord, we believe. So they became believers. They accepted Islam. And they did the shahada. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And they said, why should we not believe in Allah and what the truth has come to us? And we want our Lord give us entrance with, or give us, include us among the righteous people. And يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. Our Lord give us the entry with the people who of righteousness. That means the believers, Muslims. So that is the attitude. That's why Allah has praised them. That there are some among them who say we are Christians, but this is their attitude. So they believe in Isa alayhi salam, they believe in the message of Isa alayhi salam, but at the same time, they were not arrogant people. Annahum la yastakbirun. They were humble people, they were righteous people, and they listened to the message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. So Allah rewarded them for what they said with gardens that have rivers flowing below to abide therein. And that is the reward of those who do good. As for those who disbelieve and deny our signs, they shall be the inhabitants of hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rewarded them with Jannat because of their faith, their sincerity, and their open-mindedness, willing to accept. So asabahum Allahu bima qalu, Allah gave them the reward of Jannah, beneath which rivers flow, and they will be there forever. And that is the reward of those who do ihsan. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those whose conduct is good, those who do good things. But those who deny, and that is what the Quran says, make a balance, they are believers and non-believers. Those who deny and reject our signs, they are the people of the hellfire. So may Allah save us from that. So here you have the emphasis in this ayat, that is, when message come to you, you have to accept it and be open to the truth. So Islam recognizes the great message of Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam. And that message and the Islamic message are very similar. But at the same time, Islam has criticized those who know the message and still they deny it out of arrogance or out of stubbornness or out of their own feeling or jealousy. Jealousy towards the Prophet and his message, as his message and his people. So may Allah keep us on the right path and help us to follow the path, inshallah. Let's take some questions, inshallah. Yes.
Can you go to the Matthew, the translation from Matthew?
Which one? What ayah?
Matthew, the Bible quote. There's a word that says that not from the Quran. You are showing the clip from the Bible.
Uh-huh.
The other one. Yeah, this one. What's the meaning of Pharisees?
Pharisees,
the teacher of the law.
Yeah, there are two groups among the Christians that existed at that time. One is the Sadducees, and the other is the Pharisees. Sadducees and Pharisees, as they are translated here in this translation, teachers of the law and Pharisees. So there were some who were very much in law, and they were called Sadducees. Pharisees were the general public of so a large number of people, the Jews, the children of Israel at that time, was Pharisees. But Sadducees were a group among them. They claimed to be very knowledgeable about the law, about the Torah. But at the same time, they had their own beliefs. They denied, for example, the Akhirah. They did not accept that. And these are the two main groups, Sadducees and Pharisees. So Jesus was speaking to both of them, saying, you talk about the law and you talk about all other aspects of Judaism, but what is your own behavior? What is your own practice? Yeah.
Like somebody like I read the translation, it says, like, you stand out in Again, it is a mosquitoes. Is it the same thing, right? You know, you strain the mosquitoes, but you swallow the
gnats. Yeah, I mean, and a little thing, particular thing, you are very particular about a small thing. What about the big thing? Machar chhante hain, oot nikalte hain, right, kehte hain, right. We say the same thing in Urdu. Yeah. So that comes from Jesus saying that small little things, you are very concerned. Yes. This is what happened in the time of, I mentioned that somebody came to, forgetting the name. And asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, some other Sahabi, and they asked him about the blood of the mosquito. Is that najis? And if you have blood of the mosquito on your skin, is your wudu valid or not? So these are the people who came from Iraq, from Kufa. He said, you are asking about the blood of the mosquito. What about the blood of the grandson of the Prophet? You killed him. His blood is on your hand. So you don't talk about that. Talking about the blood of the mosquito. So that's what happens. A lot of people are very particular about this is haram, this is all this thing. But they are doing injustice, corruption, lying, cheating, hypocrisy. All of these things are happening. And they say that we are doing this and we are doing that. So that this is hypocrisy. That's why Jesus said, you hypocrites. Talk about Allah's law, but Allah's small thing. But what about compassion, kindness? What about truthfulness, honesty, sincerity? Where is that? These are the main things. Anything else? Any other? Yes? Okay. All right, so for the next week, it is up to you. If you are going to be here, I'll come, inshallah, and have the class. And if you want to have something else, because of the holidays, you can do it later. So what is the opinion? And especially also those who are online, who are, give us an idea about what you like to do. Should we continue or take a day off? It's up to you. If you can come, it's fine. If you cannot come, we can do it next time. Right, that's good. We'll take off next week, next Sunday. Okay. Inshallah. Barakallah. So there will be no class next Sunday. And inshallah, we'll meet after that. Barakallahu feekum. Have a safe holiday. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.